We're holding Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. The previous Mishnayos had established that if there are two sa'ah worth of forgotten sheaves, it's not considered shecha. And similarly, if there's two sa'ah worth of grain that hadn't been harvested yet, comma, standing grain, it also doesn't have a din of shecha. So now our Mishnah discussed the question of whether or not if one has one sa'ah of standing grain, let's say, and one sa'ah of sheaves, and both the standing grain and the sheaves were forgotten, if they combine to mean two sa'ah and are exempt from the halacha of shecha. The Mishnah says, sa'ah tvua akura u'sa'ah she'en akura. If you have two sa'ah of grain, one of which is akura, it's already been detached from the ground, v'sa'ah she'en akura, and the second one has not yet been detached from the ground, and you forgot both of them. V'chein be'ilan, same goes with trees, meaning if you have trees which has one saw with a fruit that you forgot, you overlooked when you were harvesting, and another saw of piled fruit on the ground, let's say they're olives, and you overlooked them when you're bringing them in for the press, vashum vabitzalim, and also when it comes to garlic and onions, two pshatim here. The first pshat is the same as the previous two, that shum, garlic, and bitzalim, onions, if you have some plucked and some unplucked, and the plucked are one saw and the unplucked are a second saw, again, the question will be if they're mitzdaref, they combine. The other pshat is that since the halach will be that they do not combine, and they therefore each of these things are, yes, shecha, meaning the ones of detached and the ones of attached grain don't combine, and therefore they are shecha, and one may not go take them. They have to leave them for the poor. So the second pshat here is that one might have thought that since garlic and onion are very similar, they might combine, but in fact they do not combine. Hashum v'batalim, if you have one saw of garlic and one saw of onions, they don't combine. In all those cases, says the Mishnah, einan mitzdarfin, they don't combine, l'sa asayim, to the requisite requirement of two saw, which is the amount that one needs to make it not eligible for shecha. Ela shelaniyim hem, rather, one must leave the two separate sawim for the aniyim as shecha. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Im ba'as rishus ha'ani ba'emtza, enam mitzdarfin." He says, in the event that something that belongs to the ani, for example, a stalk of the leket, intercedes, come between the two halves, meaning the one saw that is detached grain and one saw that is attached grain, for example, and there's leket that breaks the two up, then enam mitzdarfin. Then they can't combine, and therefore they are shecha. However, v'im lav, if there's nothing that belongs to the ani between the two halves, meaning again the detached and attached grain, or the tree which some is harvested and some isn't harvested, or the onions or garlic, etc., harei elu mitzdarfin, then they do combine. If nothing of the ani comes between the two halves, then the two halves do combine to the requisite requirement of sa'asayim, of two sa, and therefore they are exempt from shecha, and therefore one can, according to Rabbi Yossi, go back and collect those forgotten produce. The halacha, however, is like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim, that they are not mitzdaref, they don't combine.